morning. It's Millie with Universal Care Services coming to you from Rochester, New York. We've had some beautiful weather here this week. We've been in the 60s and 70s. Yesterday, I believe we hit 72. We were out providing transportation to a client, always providing community support and senior support. And today's episode, we're going to be talking about medication changes with a loved one or with a client. When you're changing medication or adding medication, especially behavior medication or something to calm folks down, anxiety medication, those kind of things, you really have to be careful the first couple of days, really pretty much weeks, when changing or adding medication, because said client or loved one, their gait can be off, they can be unbalanced, they can be dizzy, they can be draggy, foggy, and so we want to be careful when that occurs. We always want to provide standby assistance, not only with medication changes, but with aging seniors, aging adults, especially in home care. You want to provide standby assistance. You want to provide, to ensure that you're preventing falls. That's the number one, reason also that home care is provided is to prevent fall risk. You want to make sure rugs and things are off the ground or rugs are securely in place. You want to make sure there's no wires or cords obstructing the walkways. You want to make sure if your client or a loved one uses a walker or cane that is being utilized. You want to make sure that your client or your loved one knows how to use the walker or the cane, especially the walkers with the wheels that lock in place. The older fashion ones are a little bit more steady, if you will, but outdated, and there's new versions. So you want to make sure you counsel or teach your loved one or caregiver how to maneuver the walker. Again, providing standby assistance is very essential, especially through the night hours when it's dark, when they're waking up from a sleep early in the morning, when they're waking out of their sleep, their gait could be off. You want to make sure you monitor those things. You want to make sure you provide report to the oncoming staff about said situation or said occurrences. And you also want to make sure you're communicating those things with family members to ensure everybody is on the same page and is aware that standby assistance is needed. And especially if, again, a medication change or a medication has been added, we want to make sure we're monitoring those things and following up with the family so they can let their doctor know, what's happening from the medication, or it may be something else that needs to be monitored. So those are just tips and scenarios brought to you by Universal Care Services. We hope you enjoyed this segment and be looking out for more episodes. Thank you for listening.